blind, thought Emma, instinctively rubbing her eyes. She opened and closed them. No difference. This was not good. She detected damp earth, tasting it, crunching it between her teeth. Every breath scratched her throat. She tried calling out to the others, but no sound escaped her grime-coated mouth. I'm buried alive! Panic crept through her. What had happened? She remembered Clive Grubbian picking her up and carrying her under one enormous arm, his brother Neil under the other, as the Conjurian detention center shook around them. The boy, Savatia, had been behind them, dragging his father. Then Clive had let her fall and collapsed on top of her, a second before a wave of dirt exploded down the corridor, destroying all light and sound. Clive had saved her, if you counted being buried alive as safe. But she couldn't see. She couldn't move. What about her brother? What about Alex? She'd bluffed her way into this prison to find and rescue Alex. But she hadn't been able to locate him. Had he been locked in one of the cells? Had he been crushed when the earthquake hit? Did that all mean Emma had been left completely alone? No family at all? Something grunted and moved above her, and suddenly Emma could breathe more easily. A hand seized her arm and pulled her up through a few inches of loose dirt. And she was standing in the corridor, coughing and gasping. Neil? Clive? She sputtered.
I hope they're crushed under the debris, muttered an irritated voice.
Savatia's.
He coughed. Some help they turned out to be.
Neil!
Emma called again, ignoring the boy.
Sparks flickered before her eyes. Then Neil's face, round as the moon, appeared in front of her, lit by a flame dancing on the tip of his thumb.
You're alive!
Emma beamed with relief. She barely knew the two Grubbian brothers, but in the relief of knowing that she was not all alone in the dark, she could have hugged the short, rotund Neil and his gigantic brother Clive, visible now as the flame on Neil's thumb grew bigger and brighter. Clive nodded at Emma and returned to his task. He was industriously stuffing tiny sacks into small cracks in the wooden wall of the prison. Emma looked up and down the corridor, but she could not look far. The ceiling to her right had caved in, blocking the hallway completely. To her left, the passage was choked with dirt. Emma could see no sign of Sergeant Miller or his men, who had been just about to arrest every single one of them. Savatia crouched by his father's limp body. He'd finagled his way into this prison, along with Emma, in order to rescue his father, but he hadn't told her about his plan. She had thought he'd been here to help her rescue Alex.
She'd been wrong about that, about a lot of things.
Emma reached out to tug on Neil's soiled jacket.
There's no way out. We're buried alive.
Now, my dear, we are not buried, although we are alive. Details count.
Neil nodded at his flaming thumb. Emma's grip on his jacket threatened to pull his coat sleeve down over his hand, smothering the flame. Emma quickly removed her hand.
You have to have faith, said Neil. Do you trust me?
Emma hesitated.
No. The answer was no. She'd only just met the Grubbian brothers shortly after flying skeletons called Rago Rocks had invaded the mansion that belonged to Emma's uncle. Uncle Mordo had shouted at Emma and Alex to run, to save themselves, to follow Emma's pet rabbit, Pimua. And they had.